to happen. Mm-hmm. If you don't put clothes on them, then what? DHS take.
They're going to be in Africa.
See what I'm saying?
You're going to have an African baby.
Stop this bullshit and acting like, look, man, women get credit for everything. Can that be a topic? Can it be a topic about how women create credit? And I ain't talking about the credit bureau. I'm talking about how they create these things to be praised for. Like, oh, I'm a queen. When did a queen become so important? What do y'all do? What do a queen do?
Queen Elizabeth, what do you do?
What do you do, Queen Elizabeth?
Queen Elizabeth, what do you do?
Because really it's about Prince Charles, Prince Harry, and King, whoever your husband is. Really, we don't see you do nothing but travel the world and wave. We don't know your job title, man. But a princess and a queen, y'all was just sat there to look good. You there, y'all flowers.
At least the Pope knows some religious shit.
You mean?
What y'all know? We haven't even hear you spoken public. You ever heard the queen speak?
No, she don't have to. She don't have to speak. She waved. That's why it's a royal wave that they practice. Do you know that they actually practice that wave? Because they don't have to talk. And when she do talk, she usually playing somebody. She little witty little old bitch. And that's what I'm saying, bro. Like, these are the things that they need to come with. They think they need to come with in order to win us. You come into you single as a dollar bill, and you supposed to have good pussy you could cook, and you supposed to be supportive, and all of this shit, submissive and all of this, and still don't no man want you. But because don't no man want you, you substitute that for, I'm single because I want to be. No, you single because you gotta be. Because you don't understand that a nigga could fuck you. You look good enough to fuck, but you don't look good enough to marry. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying? Ain't nobody staying with that shit. You a headache.
Or you look good enough to fuck, but you ain't got the qualities to get married.
There you go. He said it better than me. You ain't got the qualities to get married. You look good enough to wake up too. Mm-hmm. But that's it, man. You worth pictures. You ain't worth nothing else. You worth pictures.
On Snapchat.
So stop wanting.
Not even Instagram.
That's what I'm saying. So stop wanting Red Roof or whatever that shit called. What's it called? Red Rock. What's the, that restaurant called? Y'all need the one chick. Y'all need to go and just take that Chick-fil-A.
Steak it's 48. Good
enough. It's good enough. No, it's called Red Brick. It's called Red Brick. It's in like King of Prussia. Like, stop wanting that. Y'all ain't Red Brick material. You niggas is Chick-fil-A. Y'all stepped it up from McDonald's and Burger King, and now y'all Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A is expensive. That's hood expensive. You need to settle for that and stop wanting more than what you worth, man. Y'all ain't worth that much. We the prize. Let's remix this. We the prize. You know why? Let me tell you what I offer. This Deliano talking. You dig? Deliano hoes. I'm a player. Let me tell you what we offer to the get it of the day. I bring in mindset. I bring in a lifestyle. I can show you how to grow. I can show you how to maneuver around these streets that you think you know something about. I can show you how to be a partner. You dig? I can show you how to continue the shit that I'ma build for us after I'm gone. See, I do all of the things that y'all women ain't thinking about. Y'all talking that support shit and all that. That's why all the women say the same shit when you ask them, what do you offer? Because they don't know. But I know what I'm worth. I know what I'm offering to the game. I know if I come into your life, I'm elevating it. I know I elevate your life. You know what I mean? Because I come into my friend's life and elevate their game. And they acknowledge it. It's just women don't give us credit for shit. But I'm telling you. We get into that shit, we elevate their lifestyle. Because now all of a sudden you want a diamond ring. You ain't had one married. Before me.
Mm-hmm.
But once you met me and you felt this real nigga energy right here, then all of a sudden you want some jewelry. Now you start wanting bracelets. Then you start wanting red bottoms. You want all the shit your other nigga ain't do for you.
Mm-hmm.
But that's because you recognize a real one when you see one, man.
Niggas be fraud.
Niggas be fraud. And then I'm going to tell you part of the fraud game. See, once niggas realize something work on Instagram, they all going to attach to it and go. You dig? Right. Before PNB Rock did the niggas, the city need help song or whatever that song was called, you ain't really hear too much of it. Mm-hmm. But then when it came out, and people seen the traction that it got, then it started becoming a thing.
Right.
It started to become the thing to rap about. You see what I'm saying? But that's because it ain't always get traction on Instagram. It's really all about attention. It ain't about being genuine. Because if stopping the violence is real, if it's dumb for these innocent bystanders to be getting killed and all of that stuff, why are the numbers picking up? Why are we in our 400s and 500s and we only in fucking October and all that type of shit, man? How come? How come it's a thing to meet these, be the number one murder city in the country and all? How come we aiming for these things, man? Because niggas be fraud and y'all ain't really trying to stop no violence. Y'all trying to turn that shit up. Y'all like this shit, man. This shit get y'all dick hard when y'all hear about this shit, especially if you know who did it. You understand me? Especially if y'all got some parts in it. Y'all niggas be excited when y'all hear about we the number one murder campy and all that, man. You dig? That's why we be seeing y'all on Instagram and all that. Y'all be hyped to talk about it. What? I'm from Philly. Number one murder kick. You crazy? Play with me, man. That shit ain't no accomplishment, man. Y'all done made it cool to go to jail. Ain't none of the OGs tell these niggas going to jail is getting caught. Now you become a man if you went to jail. That's your manhood trial. The steps you got to take to become a man. You got to go to prison first. Then stand up in there. Don't snitch. Stab a couple niggas. Then come out and you got credit now. What kind of OG shit is this, man? The OGs ain't telling these niggas. You better not get caught. Yeah, because if you get caught, you got to start all over.
Mm-hmm.
You dig? They ain't telling us none of that shit, man. These OGs ain't OGs. They GOs. They got to go and get out the way and let us get in the way because we got the real game. We going to tell you, at least if you going to be there, protect yourself. And I ain't talking about with no pistol or nothing like that. I'm talking about you got to get a lawyer on deck. You got to have some money tucked away. You're supposed to be putting some money in some legal businesses. And you're supposed to be trapping for a limited time. You're not supposed to stay there. Y'all niggas staying there.
Facts. Stop fraud. And y'all need to come up with a real word and stick to it.
You dig?
Niggas be fraud.
Y'all done remixed and what fraud list, and is. Y'all don't even know what it mean no
the
more.
The list longer than this. We just touching on one element. Not to mention niggas be fraud to the, and I ain't just saying like black men when I say niggas. Yeah. I'm it's both of us. Yeah. Both of the sense. We both be fraud.
I just be concerned about black men because, you know, I'm a man and I'm trying to speak up for them. We gotta get ourselves in order. We can't pay nobody else no mind until we get our shit in check. You dig what I'm saying?
So this is a fraud and thingy right here.
For sure. You can't come out the house looking better than your neighborhood, man. I mean, niggas with these McQueens on and Balenciagas and all this shit. Y'all look better than the neighborhoods y'all live in, man.
Oh, shit.
I mean, look better than y'all cribs and shit, oh, man. Most shit. Of y'all niggas don't want no company.
He said niggas got the McQueens on. Yeah. On motherfucking.
Niggas look like they live on Rodeo Drive and shit. Them niggas live on 2nd and Chew. And them niggas be cracked, man.
You guys ready?
Yeah, we was born like that.
Oh, that was a good one.
Everybody remember to turn their microphones back on?
Microphone checkup. That was a good one. Niggas be frauding. Stop frauding. Maybe we can.
Yeah,